Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
So, we have arrived at the 10th night of this beautiful month, alhamdulillah. And I hope fasting has become not only easier for you, but beneficial to your lives as well, inshallah. Since Ramadan is the time of year where I get to practice my Islam 24/7 for an entire month, I try to find different lessons in every surah we read so that I can apply it towards my personal life in hopes of recharging my spirituality so it can last throughout the year. Tonight, I'm sharing with you my reflection on the 10th juz in the Quran, which includes Surah Al-Anfal, which Imam Jihad Turk discussed yesterday, and Surah At-Tawbah, which I will be focusing on today. We know that this is the only surah in the Quran that does not start with Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. And some scholars believe this is because Surah At-Tawbah is a continuation of Surah Al-Anfal. Both surahs cover the problems of war between the believers and the deniers of the truth. The name of the surah translates to repentance because the idea of repentance is referenced many times throughout the surah, specifically the repentance of the disbelievers and the acceptance of it by Allah. The theme of repentance in Surah At-Tawbah is based on the event that happened after the Battle of Badr, where the enemies of the Prophet ﷺ were granted amnesty for 4 months. God says to the early Muslims in verse 24, "If your fathers and your sons and your brothers and your spouses and your family and the worldly goods which you have acquired and the commerce whereof you fear a decline and the dwellings in which you take pleasure, if all of these are more dear to you than God and His apostle and the struggle in His cause, then wait until God manifests His will. And know that God does not guide those whose hearts have more than one way." Sadaqallahu al-Azim. This ayah was not only addressing those who just started to believe in Islam, but to those who were already Muslim then and us today. Now, this can be a hard verse to swallow. The Quran is essentially saying here that even the people that we love the most in our lives, and it specifically lists our parents, our children, everything that we accomplished in this life, the status we achieved, all of these beautiful blessings that and gifts Allah Himself has given us and blessed us with. If these things are more important to us than God, then it says wait until Allah manifests His will. Why would this be the case? This seems very, very difficult, almost unrealistic. Allah is essentially priority setting. Is the Quran saying all of this is not important? No. What perhaps we can take it to mean is that only when we place Allah and His Messenger, peace be upon Him, and striving in His cause atop our list of priorities, only then will we be truly guided in the eyes of God and thus achieve success in this life with all of those things. Because we need Allah's guidance to achieve success in this life and in the next. We are taught that it is Allah and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam whom we should love the most. This is why. Essentially, what we are saying is that our Islam, our faith, cannot be superficial or be an afterthought. That we are placing everything above Allah and our religion is merely something we do to feel good occasionally. For a Muslim, Islam is core to who we are, and everything in life follows, not the other way around. I would also like to add, we're now 1/3 of the way through Ramadan, and today is the 10th night of prayer. The reason why we fast from food, drink, distracting activities is because we become God conscious. Let us use this month to prioritize Allah. Let us take advantage of this month because we are constantly conscious of God, and use it to strengthen any of your weak points. Let us ask for genuine forgiveness, and Allah will forgive because He is the most merciful. It's never too late to start strengthening our relationship with God. So I hope we use the remaining 2/3 of this beautiful month to recharge or reconnect with our faith. May God accept your fasts and your prayers and shower blessings onto you and your family, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.